Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Derechonator, Derechosaurus, Dirty Derecho. Some of the names readers submitted to today's online Washington Post contest to name this weekend's deadly derecho storm that hit 11 states from Florida to Ohio and Kansas. The meteorological term for the storm is derecho. It's a storm that feels like a hurricane only without the warning. Utility companies say it could take up to a week to restore electricity to the nearly 2 million people still without power in the wake of the storm. And large parts of the country are bracing for a second week of dangerously hot weather, a heat wave that began last week and broke all-time records. Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky reporting temperatures of 109 degrees over the weekend. Hill City, Kansas saw 5 days of 115-degree heat, with farmers fainting in the fields, tomatoes cooking on the vine. Donna Linewan-Leger of USA Today is with us. Donna, so tell us more about what states are looking at today.
Well, it's hot. It was hot. It will be hot. It is going to be hot for the rest of the week. And what we have is a very unusual situation where we have the confluence of two unfortunate events. And one is this horrible heat wave. And then the other was this derecho, which was this kind of crazy summer storm that moved 60 miles an hour over 11 states in 12 hours and knocked out power lines pretty much as far as the eye could see.
And what does derecho, that means direct line or something?
Well, it means, you know, sort of straight ahead in Spanish. And you brought up the idea of the hurricane. What we had were almost hurricane strength winds, but going in a straight line. So you have a stationary front with all this heat, and then there's an upper air disturbance. And I'm not going to get into all the technical stuff. We'll leave that for the meteorologists. But what happens is they clash. They produce this line of fast-moving thunderstorms. And instead of being circular like a hurricane, they're going in a straight line.
Meanwhile, we see wildfires in the west. Of course, Colorado could use rain. Towns canceling the 4th of July fireworks because of dry conditions. Emergency officials in Charles County, Maryland, handing out free 40-pound bags of ice over the weekend. What other kinds of steps are towns taking?
Well, we really do have some stunning heat, and so you have a lot of places where there are where the electricity is out and people don't have air conditioning. So in Washington, D.C., for example, they opened all the recreation centers and they had extended hours at the swimming pools, and you see that people are going to malls and Starbucks, and a lot of museums and rec centers are running movies so people can escape from the heat and, you know, watch a movie. And actually in Ohio, the emergency management folks were going door-to-door handing out ice and water. A lot of states activated the National Guard to do traffic control at intersections, but also to go door-to-door and knock and see to make sure elderly people or, you know, infants were surviving okay in the heat.
Well, you go online and you read people blogging, what's the big deal? It's summertime, it's supposed to be hot. But it really is a big deal. I mean, we read an astonishing fact in the New York Times about this city in Kansas where people were literally burning their hands, picking up tools that they had to work with in the outdoors. And if the tools were in the sun, they were getting that hot. They were burning people. So put it in some context for us. It is summertime.
Well, but you know, this is a little bit more than summertime. What it is we have really extreme heat. In more than two dozen communities, all-time heat records were set. That doesn't mean the hottest day they've ever had in June. That means the hottest day they've ever had. Johnston, South Carolina, 113 degrees. Sykeston, Missouri, 110 degrees. I mean, these are fairly extreme temperatures. This morning, weather geek that I am, I got up and looked at the world weather temperatures, and I'm like, where is it hotter than Washington, D.C., which is where I live? Well, Baghdad, New Delhi, India. I took a taxi this morning, and my cab driver told me that it would be a really good time to vacation in Ethiopia, where it was 66 and breezy, he pointed out.
Just to underscore, it's hot here. Donna Linewan-Leger of USA Today on the heat wave. More heat expected this week. Donna, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.